KC3 family, it is Thursday and we are beginning the book of 2 Timothy, and we're in chapter 1 today. So if you reverse three books from Hebrews where we just finished, you'll find 2 Timothy. Now, there is some disagreement on the authorship of this. A lot of Bible scholars do believe that this is Pauline or written by Paul, and that this is his second letter to his protege Timothy. Presumably, this is near the end of Paul's life, and it was very clearly accepted in the early church that this was indeed by Paul, giving support to the thought of Paul being the author. But Paul, or the author, is in prison, not a rented house under house arrest as Paul had been in Rome, but this is a cold dungeon and he's shackled like a common criminal. So to give you an idea of kind of the surroundings, there's two reasons Paul says that he wrote this letter. First of all, he was lonely, and we really will see this in the beginning of this chapter. We can just feel the loneliness. And secondly, he was worried about the health of the Christian churches, and that's why he wrote the book of 2 Timothy. Now, there's three main themes of 2 Timothy that we'll see repeated in these four short chapters. First of all, he will encourage people to persevere, and we see that even in today's chapter. He talks about the truth of Scripture, and he warns against false teaching. So again, some of those themes that we've seen before in the other Pauline letters, but this is something that you can remember as you read through 2 Timothy: encouragement to persevere, truth of the Scripture, and warning against false teaching. So today, with chapter 1, as we dive into here, I couldn't help but feel his loneliness here in verse 3. When he says, "I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy." Now, can you just feel the loneliness that he is feeling during this? He goes on to talk about a call to boldness. In verse 7, he says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline." This is a call to boldness that he gives the readers here. He also, if we jump down to verse 10, mentions heaven when he says, "But it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death." I think this is something important to talk about, because eternal life was kind of cloudy when it came to what people felt about eternal life in the Old Testament. They didn't really seem to understand it. But through Jesus's death and resurrection, this teaching of heaven and what God has in store for us is interweaved throughout the entire New Testament. So that's neat to read that it has been revealed. This grace has been revealed through Jesus's death, because he destroyed death, so we can live for eternity. In verse 13, he does mention the importance of having good teaching. And he says, "What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching," right? And then he goes on to say in verse 14, "Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you." So the teaching of Christ, think about that as a good deposit, a deposit that we put down. And you put down a good deposit and it's going to, maybe not with today's interest rates, but historically going to build interest, right? It's valuable, and it's a great deposit that has been entrusted to us. You have been given God's word as a deposit. And so we are to be good stewardships of what God has given us. So that's the gist of chapter 1. I'll be back with you tomorrow for 2 Timothy 2.